This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Depending on who you ask, the United States has a shortage of somewhere between 1 million and more than 5 million homes. So the news this morning that housing starts, which is literally groundbreaking on new homes, the news that it fell last month, well, it's not great. We've told you about all the shortages and delays gumming up the housing works. Land, labor, and materials are the big three. But as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, that ain't all of it.
At first glance, a decline in home building is not a great start to the year. But 1 month does not a trend make. And Rick Palacios Jr. with John Burns Real Estate Consulting says January was kind of a funky month. Not only was it colder and snowier than usual in many parts of the country, but also
upwards of 50% of the construction trades had absenteeism due to COVID Omicron surge.
As that surge continues to wane and the weather warms, he and other analysts expect building to pick up. Odetta Kushi is deputy chief economist at First American, a title insurance company.
Permits, which are a leading indicator of future housing starts, actually increased. So that increase in permits represents the green shoots of some much needed housing supply.
But will it be enough? Probably not. Robert Dietz is chief economist of the National Association of Home Builders. At the group's annual convention in Orlando last week, he briefed members on what he called the crosswinds holding the industry back, including rising mortgage rates, which could slow down sales as homes become less affordable.
The result is that we're looking at about a 1% growth rate for 2022, and then roughly flat over the next 2 years, as higher interest rates produce something like what we saw during the second half of 2018.
That's when 30-year mortgage rates climbed to 5%.
And we had a housing soft patch that followed, 2 to 3 quarters, where a lot of the housing data moved sideways.
Given how much higher home prices are today, Dietz says even 4% could have the same effect. According to Freddie Mac today, the average on a 30-year fixed is up to just over 3.9%. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.